oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
A very quick turnaround before Double Game Week 24. We are recording on a Sunday eve, fresh from Liverpool's dismantling of United. They have so much space to breathe at the top of the Premier League table as City dropped points against Palace. Leicester went ahead but lost to Burnley. Vardy missed a pen and looked embarrassed. Raul Jimenez bagged a brace for Wolves, 2-0 down to 3-2 up. Newcastle beat Chelsea in the 94th minute. Another week of surprises and luck. Welcome to Triple Captain.
Mate, I'm gutted. You know Eminem's just released a new album. You could have featured on it. You could have featured on it as a guest.
It's an odd album, isn't it? Have you listened to it?
I've not listened to it yet, no.
Music to be murdered by. He's like trying to go back to some sort of Slim Shady age, and I just think he's chasing a lost cause now. And I'm one of his biggest fans, but I'm not so sure. I think he's like lost the plot.
He's got to be like mid 40s, something like that now.
Yeah, and he's like making, you know, I think there's a lyric. Exactly. And there's lyrics that talk about the Manchester bombings in kind of a not very nice way. And
He's got lots of criticism for that, hasn't he? And rightly so.
Yeah, although he raised £2 million apparently for the victims. So it seems odd for him to.
Strange.
I think it's because he hasn't like made that, a statement but. About it yet. Like, I think if he'd said something and gone, actually, kind of, this is why I did it, or whatever. I don't know, it's just because the bit of silence from him is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Although we just heard him. It's got a song in number two. We're just listening to Radio 1, me and Jen, before recording. And she went, we get it. You can talk quickly. And just walked out. So I don't think she's a fan of Eminem.
Well, this is definitely one of the more controversial openings to a podcast episode.
We're reviewing Eminem's album.
Yeah, exactly. Should we move on to the FPL chat, shall we now?
So speaking of reviews, although we'll be looking at the live FPL site for updated rank, it won't have updated our mini leagues and stuff like that yet, but how have we done this week after that Liverpool United game, boys?
So I went all out in the old transfer market to try and get my triple Liverpool 1 week in advance, because I just thought that this would be a great time to get them in before the value of Liverpool players go up for the double game week. I thought I'd be able to, you know, get ahead of the competition there, and obviously playing Manchester United at Anfield, you just thought that Liverpool were surely going to win that game, and they did, and they probably should have won it by more goals than the two they got in the end. Jürgen Klopp's side. I got rid of one of my centre backs, brought in Alexander Arnold at the back, who did well. He got an assist. He's got the little blue star next to his name, so he's in team of the week. So that was a great transfer. And I also got rid of Abraham, which freed up the funds for TAA, and I brought in Jordan Ayew, and he didn't do much, but he was on the bench anyway. So bringing in Trent, he got me a nice big 9. Salah got his goal in injury time. Took his shirt off. Just why did he have to do that? That's his first yellow card all season, and it's,
I know,
it's when I needed him most.
I think Trent is on for one bonus as well.
Oh, is he? Okay,
he is, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, just looking at the live.
Good stuff.
Details.
Well, yeah. my triple Liverpool in total, then, if he gets that one, got me 20 points. So I am delighted with that. Jamie Vardy missed the penalty. A big fat 0 for my captain, and my vice captain was Mo Salah. So I would have had a lovely, lovely 14 from Salah. Instead, it's a big fat 0 from Jamie Vardy. Holgate also got me a big 8 points. He got man of the match in the game against West Ham, and he got an assist as well. So, yeah, he did really well, Holgate. Overall, 41 points. So, hopefully that'll probably be about average, I suspect. How did you get on, Luke?
Did well, actually. I'm on 56 with the Vardy 0 as well. So,
nice.
I mean, luckily I had Pope in goal, so it was kind of a win-win for me if Vardy missed that penalty and Pope saved it, which obviously he did. I knew that I'd be getting points from him. So And I think in the end, it might have worked out in my favour, because I think obviously a lot less people own Pope than own Vardy. And a lot of people will have captained Vardy. So I think it's worked out well. He got 12 points, which is lovely. Played well. I think he got man of the match, made a few saves, and obviously the pen save too.
He kept them in it. Because, I mean, they were 1-0 down, weren't they, Burnley, when Leicester could have gone 2-0 up.
And this is, again, kind of patience has been rewarded, really, because I've been close to taking Pope out a few times now, and probably still will eventually. But he's come good for another week, which no one kind of would have expected against Leicester. Sometimes it can happen, can't they? I think it happened for Ben this week, didn't it? With Gazzaniga as well, saving his pen and the clean sheet. So
he got three bonus, Gazzaniga.
Yes, as did Pope. So it's great. Yeah. So
Patricio got me another solid two again. Nice one, Rui.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good one, Rui. also Jimenez as well. 13 points for Jimenez. I'm so glad I kept him in and didn't take him out. So I think I'll have to keep him now, and Abraham will be making way rather than him. Douglas Luiz got an assist. I played Douglas Luiz because Richarlison was injured. 4.4 million, got an assist for 4 points. Lovely. Salah with his 7, Alexander-Arnold with 10, and the rest kind of 2s and 1-3 from Dele Alli. So at the moment, according to livefpl.net /rank, which is a brilliant site to check your live rank while the week's going on, I've got a green arrow for once. I'm up to 166k.
You're closing the gap on yours truly.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to be on about 130. So I'm sliding, slowly sliding down that table in the overall rankings.
Yeah, and I think I'm really happy with that, because I was kind of expecting a red this week, and I've got lucky on Pope and Jimenez, and Danny Ings didn't score for once, which is nice, and Mane kept quiet, so it's all kind of gone my way this week, and ready for that double game week, going in with two free transfers, which we're going to discuss, aren't we? So it's I'm feeling good again now, which is happy with how the week's gone. Apart from, obviously, I would have liked United to have done a bit more against Liverpool, but we're in dire straits. So
it's true. I mean, we got a draw at West Ham. Calvert-Lewin getting another one, and you had Calvert-Lewin in your starting 11, didn't you, Ben?
I did. Yeah, he paid off. I got 8 points from Calvert-Lewin, which was fantastic. My other signing that I bought in last week, Perez, a couple of weeks ago, he's not done much. I think he might be on the way out. Nice to see Alexander-Arnold get a 9. I have to say, that was a shout on last week's podcast, wasn't it? That he might be a captain.
You'll have an extra there as well, 10. You love him 10 now, because he's got a bonus. But we did call him as a captain shout, didn't we?
Overall, it shows you just how tight it is. So before Salah's goal went in, I was up in the top 300,000. After Salah's goal went in, I've now gone to 337,000. But it's still a green arrow, because going into the game week, I was on 412,000. Like, how mad is that, that in the space of one game week, I can jump from 400,000 into the 200,000 back into settling in the middle? So it really, because I'm only about 10 points behind you, Luke, now. So actually, where did you say you were?
I don't think you will be now. After the game week's finished. But you're not too far behind at all.
But isn't that crazy that actually if you are in that top kind of, if you're in and around the top 500k, we're on game week 23 going into game week 24, you really still do have a chance of like pushing on, especially we're going to talk about it later, if you use your chips right.
Absolutely, because the chips are the important things as well. There can be some big scores with them if you use them correctly. So it's going to be interesting, particularly this next one, the double game week. And that's our first talking point, right?
The double game week, that's our first talking point. We've got three topics, as always. We're also going to be talking about your chips and whether this week could be the week for you to play one or two of those. And then we're also going to do Luke's Bargain Basement Battle, which sounds like a great feature in the Metro or something like that. So that feature is very much in your hands.
Excellent, yes. Well, basically, and what I'd like that feature to be is you two helping me make the ultimate decisions for my transfers, because I'm going to make them tonight, I think, to avoid any price rises or price changes before I make them. So whatever we decide, I'm probably going to implement. So I'm excited to get to that stage.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode.
Okay, let's talk about the double game week, shall we? So everyone's been talking about this for like, what, the last three game weeks? Something like that. Obviously, Liverpool have got two fixtures in it. Liverpool haven't lost a game in the league all season. Surely you've got to triple up on your Liverpool players, right?
Yeah, I think you've got to. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to take a -4 first one of the season to get Mané in.
Because that was your thing at the start of the season, wasn't it? You weren't going to take a single hit with transfers.
No, I wasn't. And to be honest, there is a slight temptation in the back of my mind to not take the hit and go double Liverpool defence instead of Salah and Mané.
Interesting.
But I think going without Mané in a double game week where lots of people will captain him, lots will triple captain him, is going to be very risky indeed. And that having that Salah-Mané double up with Alexander-Arnold is probably going to be the better option, I would say. I think I'd be hiding behind the sofa if I didn't have Mané, whereas having double Liverpool defence, it's more of a risk, I think.
But it's a good idea if you're trying to get points from nowhere where everybody else could.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't fancy him to do it, and I think, I think if the fixtures were very close together as well, say they were like 3 days apart, then you'd maybe think, will Mané or Salah get a rest in one of those games? But they're not, are they? They're a week apart, I think.
I think it's like Wednesday to Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't see them getting rested, particularly now. You know, they're going to be looking to wrap up the league as quickly as possible, aren't they? And
exactly. They're talking about winning it at Goodison, or they're talking about winning it at the Etihad. And it's just like, please, just no, don't let that happen. But that would make the title, like, 10 times sweeter, waiting 30 years for it and then winning it at Goodison or the Etihad, It's going to be painful. The only concern I have over these players, because for me, I've got TAA, Mané and Salah. There's something about the Wolves game which is just putting me off a little bit because of how close the game at Anfield was. Where, do you remember, there was that controversial offside against Pedro Neto where it was like his armpit or something was offside and that went against him. All right, he's offside, I understand that. But I just think that Liverpool going to Wolves, I haven't said it much this season, but I reckon this could be the game in Liverpool's run where it comes to an end. The most likely place where it could come to an end, I think, is Wolves. I couldn't see it happening anywhere else, in all honesty. I could see them overturning Manchester City at the Etihad. They're probably going to turn us over at Goodison. But I just think Wolves are the side more likely than anybody else in the league who could turn them over. And for that reason, I'm probably not going to use my triple captain chip this game week.
Interesting.
I don't know if you agree.
I know what you mean, because the fixtures aren't the best on paper. Who have they got? Wolves and then West Ham, haven't they?
Both away, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, you'd imagine David Moyes will set up West Ham to defend, but that doesn't tend to work against Liverpool. Both away, Wolves and West Ham, not the easiest of fixtures. So I can see why you might be thinking, I'll perhaps hold back. I think for me, it's just a case of just getting rid of that chip and going, this is the time to do it. They've got two games. I might as well get it done, use it. Because if I don't use it, I'm not sure where else down the line I'm gonna use it. Because I think if you don't use it this week, you have to have a plan to go, well, I'm not gonna use it this week, but there's another week where this player's got a really brilliant fixture. I'm going to just captain him, triple captain him on one fixture. I think a lot of people did it with Salah last year when they played Huddersfield and he scored two, I think, and got an assist as well, and they just battered them and it really worked.
Yeah.
So I think you have to have a plan.
Can I quickly say something about Liverpool? Can I say what I've done?
Go on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Background Ben jumps to the foreground.
So I bought in Van Dijk before the Liverpool Man United game but after the deadline, because I had another free transfer. So to watch him go and score a goal is quite horrible. But I've gone for the double Liverpool defence, just because I think there might be a bit of rotation. I know what you said, Luke, about them being quite far apart, but still, with all the kind of everything that's going on around Liverpool, they're still in the cup, etc., etc., etc. I think the defenders are more likely to play. I mean, at the same time, do we just go for Alisson for his attacking returns?
Good too.
So, unbelievable assist from Alisson in the Man United game.
Yeah, it was a good assist. So who have you got then? Van Dijk, Alexander-Arnold and Mane?
Yeah, and you know what? Mane came off, but he's had a quiet couple of games now, you know. He got 3 points this week. I'm pretty sure he got the same last week. It's Salah the man over Mane at the moment.
It's very hard to tell, isn't it, with those two, I think, which is why I think I just want both of them, purely just so I'm not panicking about not having them. I think,
exactly. Yeah, it's a toss of a coin, isn't it?
I think I feel much more comfortable having them both than not. And I think I'm going to use my triple captain chip as well. So yeah, I think to get them in, I kind of need
who are you going to use it on though? That's the thing. How do you pick what? Your triple captain?
I might use it on Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, I wanted to hear that. That'd be it. That is a bold choice, but I honestly think you'll be rewarded with that.
That is a bold choice. And really you're going, I need them to keep another two clean sheets minimum. Yeah. And you want, you know, an assist from him or a couple of assists or, you know, and bonus. It's a big risk. And to be honest, I probably won't end up doing it. But I'm seriously considering it. Yeah, I am seriously considering it.
I'm just thinking in the Wolves game, the Wolves game is going to be completely different to West Ham because Wolves just play open, fast-flowing football just like Liverpool do. So in my head, I can just see, like, Alexander-Arnold, like, leading a counter-charge with, like, Salah on one side and, like, you know, Firmino or Mane or whatever on the other side. I can just see him doing that. But in the West Ham game, it's going to be completely different. He's going to be, you know, taking his time on the right wing, that sort of thing, probably, like, against Manchester United today. So 100% I would back that decision if I was triple captaining because Mane and Salah, it's a toss-up and you're probably going to get more reward from putting your triple captain on TAA.
Let's do a quick thing out of all of us now. If you had to triple captain someone this weekend, would you pick Mane or Salah?
I would say Salah. I think he looked so dangerous against Man United. He was so quick. He looks on it. I think Mane's had a couple of quiet weeks and I don't know. Salah.
Yeah, I would agree with Ben for that reason. I'd go with Salah. Also, something about Salah this season, he's not quite got into that next gear and I feel like he's just waiting to get into it. I think he's more likely to do something than Mane, but it's such a gamble. It's red or black.
Yeah, my hunch would be Salah as well, but I think I'm going to do a bit more research and maybe let stats decide. So have a look at who's kind of, over the last 4 or 5 games, who's had the most shots, who's looked the most dangerous, who's had the most shots in the box. I might have a look at Wolves and West Ham's defensive record and Liverpool's defensive record as well to see whether Alexander-Arnold might be a better shout. It might scream out at me that they're definitely going to, you know, really likely to keep the two clean sheets and attacking returns for Alexander-Arnold. So I think on that, I'm definitely going to use my triple captain chip, but I'm not sure on
the
who
first
yet.
One.
I want to see it. I know it's not as exciting, but I might use my bench boost.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Interesting. We've kind of segued into the next talking point now, which is good. So
yeah,
carry on.
Yeah.
Is there no point using your bench boost on a week when... Because what's the point of working so hard to get triple Liverpool in if you're just going to bench boot? I don't know.
Well, it's just because the players on my bench, I've got Ayew and Kelly, both Palace, who are at home to Southampton, and then Rico of Bournemouth at home to Brighton. And I just think maybe they'll get something out of them fixtures.
It's not bad, but who's your subkeeper?
McGovern, who never plays, and they've got Spurs away anyway.
That's what I mean. And I think really, if you're going to use your bench boost, you want to use it just after a wild card, so that your sub keeper is going to get points. I wouldn't use it if you know that one of your bench players is going to get zero.
Because
you've got that opportunity for two clean sheets then in future fixtures. There'll be more double game weeks as well where you might have a chance. Yeah. You know, 4 or 5 players might have 2 games.
What if, can you do a free hit and a bench boost together? Can you do that?
No.
No.
You can't. You can only play one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, why can't you do that? I feel like they've missed the trick there.
You can only do one at a time. I think I'd maybe hold off on the bench boost just because of that subkeeper. But you're right. Those fixtures are really nice for the other three.
Yeah, and that's why I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Kelly, you know, Palace might win 1-0 and IU score the winner.
Exactly, and you know, and Brighton, Bournemouth have been in pretty poor form, but Brighton at home, you know, it could be an opportunity for them to get something in it, and Rico takes a lot of set pieces. So, saying that, Cook's suspended, isn't he, for Bournemouth after that outrageous handball? See the diving save that he made?
Yeah.
That's quality. You so maybe what? Actually, yeah, I need to think about that.
You know, if you did have a strong bench, though, so I've completely changed my mind on this since starting this talking point, but I suppose if everyone's playing their triple caps in, playing something like bench boost, if you have got a decent bench, could just kind of help to keep your nose in there and keep your triple captain in reserve.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm unsure now. You're both telling me different things.
Yeah, it's not a simple game, is it?
Is that all? There's any more chips? That's it. There's only three chips.
Well, there's the free hit as well, obviously, and we've all still got our wild cards, haven't we? Is anyone close to? I mean, to be honest, before this week, I was thinking, you know what, I might play my wild card. There's lots of players I want to get in, but now I've had a good week. I think I might as well hold off. What about you two? You're going to wait and?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. I'm just not happy with my defence or my attack at the moment. Which means I'm probably going to have to sacrifice somebody from the midfield. And the only way I can realistically do that is by doing it through the wild card. And also, I just need to get rid of Patricio. He's just two every week. So yeah, I'll be doing my wild card probably in a few weeks' time. Maybe after the double game week. We'll see.
I think ultimately with chips, you have to have a clear strategy, and that strategy comes when we know a lot more about the fixtures. So once, you know, once the cups go on a bit more, you know, the FA Cup happens, and double game weeks will start to be announced, then you can start to plan. So I remember last season it was like, I think there was a blank game week in 31 and then a double game week in 33, so it was all kind of planned around that. So it was like, you know, you'd maybe do a free hit in the blank, then play your wild card the next week ahead of the double game week in 33, so you can play your bench boost, and lots of players have got, so you kind of plan ahead. So I'd say really, yeah, I'd hold off on using chips just yet, apart from the triple captain this week. If you fancy it, I think it's a good time to do it, and you know, we haven't had a chance to triple captain Liverpool on a double game week yet, I think, since they've, you know, come into form in the last few seasons.
So. I really want to see you use that chip on TAA. I'm excited for you. Like, genuinely, I want to see it deliver. Because, I mean, I pretty much give it up now. Liverpool have won the league, so I might as well get as many FPL points out of it. So
Yeah. It'll be a bold move. I'm going to look at the stats, and if he does pop out as the best option, then I will do it.
If TAA pops out...
If he pops out, yeah. So yeah, I think that would be my advice chip wise for now. Again, I do always caution patience, don't I? And sometimes that doesn't work. So, you know, fair play if you want to get ahead of the game and chuck something in there and play your wild card early. And I would never say don't play a wild card if your team is really looking in bad shape. But anybody bringing in West Ham players? Because obviously they've got the double game week as well. So no, is there any interest? In? Yeah, I mean, I'm not particularly...
Nobody.
I'm not particularly interested, no.
Yeah, I don't fancy it.
No, me sorry, neither. Sometimes, I mean, I think the temptation's always there if a team has got two games to chuck their players in. But no, I completely agree. I don't see the point. There's probably going to be a four-pointer from two games. And not many other people will be doing it either. So you don't really need to worry about rank and stuff.
Watch us write off West Ham now and Hilaire get a hat-trick in both fixtures. Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Triple Captain, the FPL podcast with top 10k finisher Luke Jurdy and TalkSport commentator Rich Wolfenden.
Sweet. Should we move on to Luke's bargain basement battle?
Let's do it. Sounds like, you know, when you used to play games in school, like the little like flash games on those websites that got banned after a week, but once the teachers found out about them. That's what it sounds like. Have you played Luke's Bargain Basement Battle? Oh, it's quality.
Have you played that yet? Yeah.
Right, okay. Just so quickly, do you want to explain what it is?
Right, so Luke's Bargain Basement Battle. So my dilemma, which I put on the group earlier, didn't I? And I was like, can we talk about this on the pod? So... I'm going to get Mane in. I'm not going Liverpool double defence. I'm getting Mane in. To do that, I've got to take a -4. The players I want to take out, I've experimented with a few other options, and I think this is going to be my best option. The players I want to take out are Richarlison and Ali. and Abraham. Right, so that's to get Mané in. So the other two, so Mané will be coming in for Ali. So to replace Richarlison, I think I've got 6.1 million. So my bargain basement battle for the midfield options is Traoré versus Trossard versus Perez versus Doucouré. And to replace Abraham, I've got about 5.96 million, something like that, for the striker. So my options are Morpay versus Calvert-Lewin versus Jordan Ayew.
Okay, I know exactly what I'd go for in all three of them straight away. I mean, the first one, so Traoré versus Trossard versus Perez versus Doucouré. I've got Perez, but I'd say Traoré. I've really disappointed in Perez the last few weeks. Traoré and Wolves, I think, are just keep getting better and better. I think with Jimenez back on, Traoré will start scoring more points as a result, getting more assists. So I'd definitely in that one go Traoré. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, just Traoré just seems to impress me more and more. I kind of wrote him off earlier in the season as like he never really delivered. Couldn't put a cross into the penalty area, a decent one anyway. And I compared them to like Aaron Lennon. It's like the modern day Aaron Lennon. It was all pace and trickery, but never actually had like the final ball. But he's proven, you know, more and more often that he's actually got it in his locker. So I'd probably pick Adama Traoré out of all of them. And Perez, he looks a good footballer, but I don't think the way that Leicester play gets the best out of him. I just feel like he's kind of like the missing link in Leicester's side at the moment. So yeah, I'd probably go for Traoré just because he suits their style of play so well and he's delivering. I mean, I said it at yours over the weekend, didn't I? Like, no other manager would get the same out of Traoré apart from Nuno Espirito Santo. Like, yeah. If you play for anybody else, he'd be bang average. He'd probably be in the championship, something like that. But Nuno just gets it out of him. It's the same with Robertson under Klopp. I think Robertson's a bang average defender, but under Klopp.
Doucouré, I think you can't trust Watford to carry on getting the results. I think that one would be a bit of a risk. And Trossard just thinks a bit of a, I don't know, bit of a nothing.
I think I'm certainly drawn to Traoré the most. And yeah, he looks great, doesn't he? He looks really, really good every time he plays now. My only slight worry is just having double Wolves. And Wolves fixtures, they've got Liverpool, and then they've got United away, then they've got Leicester at home in the next three. So do I put Jimenez and Traoré in? I mean, I'm probably going to be playing them both. I definitely want to keep Jimenez because I think he has a chance of scoring every game. Then they've got Norwich at home, Spurs away. Then they've got Brighton, West Ham, Bournemouth, Villa. So they've got really nice fixtures from 27 onwards. But do I want double Wolves? Now, if we look at Leicester's fixtures, for instance, say I went with Jose Perez, they've got West Ham at home, then they've got Chelsea at home, then Wolves away, then City at home. So again, okay, but not great. And they're not really on form. They've lost their last two games. So that's a little bit tricky. Brighton, if I went with Trossard, they've got Bournemouth, West Ham, Watford, Sheffield United, Crystal Palace, then Wolves. So they've got the best fixtures. Let me just look at Watford quickly. Watford have got Villa, Everton and Brighton in the next three. So yeah. Watford and Brighton have got better fixtures. And I'm thinking I'll probably be playing I could always bring in, say, Doucouré or Trossard for two, three week punt and then move them out to Traoré once Wolves' fixtures get better. So that's an option.
I wouldn't be too worried about Wolves' difficult fixtures because they've done the double over Manchester City this season.
True.
They took Liverpool to the wire as well at Anfield. They're still in the Europa League. And then bizarrely, last season, I think Huddersfield did the double over them and they were dreadful. So, you know, you could argue that Wolves arguably do better against the better teams.
Okay. That's pretty much decided then. I'm probably going to go with Traoré. Maybe have a little look at stats just to see, like if Trossard's been having six shots a game or something crazy like that, I might put him in. But yeah, okay, excellent. And so next one is Morpay of Brighton, who we've just discussed their fixtures, versus Calvert-Lewin of Everton versus Jordan Ayew at Palace. Ayew is the cheaper option, so it would mean I have a little bit more money to play with elsewhere in the team. But I do want in terms of my formation, I'm keeping Douglas Luiz in midfield. So really, I want to bench him every week. So ultimately, I do want to play a 3-4-3. So the third striker's got to be a good option that I'm confident at playing.
Yeah, I'd probably say Calvert-Lewin, just because you know he's going to start every game. And under Ancelotti, we tend to be getting these decent performances in. You know, we've had like a 1-0, you know, 1-1 at West Ham. We've had some decent results, and Calvert-Lewin's been the man who's been putting them away, whereas AU hasn't really done it. I think we've got about, what, five goals this season? And Mopé is definitely the most talented and natural of the three strikers. But I think Calvert-Lewin just seems to be getting himself in the right place and benefiting from being the target man.
They've got a horrible few weeks of fixtures, though, starting from game week 27. So the next few are okay. They've got Newcastle at home, Watford away, then Crystal Palace at home. But then it goes into Arsenal, United, Chelsea, Liverpool. A quick break when they play Norwich, but then Leicester and Spurs.
The next three fixtures are very appealing for Calvert-Lewin, particularly as Ancelotti's just taken over. He's shown a lot of faith in him, hasn't he? I think his confidence is growing. But in terms of if I'm looking long term, maybe Morpay is a better option, because Brighton's fixtures are the best out of those three. Yeah, I mean, Jordan Ayew doesn't particularly excite me, but I'd get him in order to spend a little bit more money elsewhere in the team. But nothing jumps out at me as like, I need extra money right now anyway. So I think we can safely say, I mean, Palace's fixtures are great up until game week 31. They've got Southampton, Sheffield United, Everton, Newcastle, Brighton, Watford, then Bournemouth. But as we know with Palace, they only really ever score one or two goals, don't they? So having an attacker from them, I've got Kelly, so he's always going to be an option to play instead of, you know, if one of my other defenders has a bad fixture, if I need to play four defenders.
So
it's between Calvert-Lewin and Morpay, isn't it? And I think I am swaying towards Calvert-Lewin.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review to help more people discover us.
Right, so that about wraps us up, I think, on this Sunday evening. Obviously, the game week deadline for game week 24 is Tuesday. And then there's 3 days of fixtures, finishing with Liverpool's first out of the two on the Thursday. Then it's FA Cup on the weekend. And then after that, Liverpool's second game of their double game week. And then we're back 1st of Feb for the new fixtures. So what we're going to do is we're going to record after Liverpool's first game of their double game week. So we'll assess the rest of the week, preview the second game of Liverpool's double game week. Obviously, you won't be able to change your team by then, but that is the plan, so that we can fit in the review of double game week 24 before Liverpool's second game. So hopefully we'll be celebrating a TAA hat-trick after the first.
Having a Saturday afternoon, not worrying about FPL.
Yeah, so we've pretty much discussed my plans for the double game week. What are you making any moves, Rich? And what are your who's your captain going to be on, or triple captain?
Yeah, I'm not going to triple captain, but I'm probably going to captain Salah and put the vice captaincy on Mane, just in case Jurgen Klopp fancies a little bit of, you know, chop and changing, just in case he does. You never know, he might want to. But I don't think I'm going to make any transfers. If I do make one, maybe I'll take out Patricio for somebody better. I don't know. I haven't thought about it much. What about you, Ben?
I have already bought in Virgil van Dijk to make up my three Liverpool players. I've got one free transfer left in the bank. I'm actually considering doing a sideways move from Mane to Salah.
Ooh, controversial. Yeah. You're going to be in tears next week, aren't you?
Triple captain or not?
Oh, God. That.
I think that would almost be too much pressure. I just don't know if I'd be able to just like do daily tasks without just being like worried all the time. So,
stressing,
I don't know.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, but I might do that sideways move. I've just got a feeling about Salah.
Feeling. Isn't that the worst thing in FPL when you get a feeling?
That is the worst. Right, okay, brilliant. Well, that wraps us up. Thanks very much, boys. Good luck, everybody, for Double Game Week 24. Let us know if you're playing that triple captain. Hit us up on Twitter at is it still at Triple Captain 3? We haven't changed that, have we? At Triple Captain 3. You can email us questions, triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk. Follow us on Instagram too. Hit us up on there. Let us know your double game week plans. Good luck if you are playing that Triple Captain chip.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow at Triple Captain 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.